Blackstone Audio presents Devoted, 38 Extraordinary Tales of Love, Loyalty, and Life with Dogs by Rebecca Asher Walsh. This book is read by Susan Boyce.
Love, Honor, and Devotion by Rebecca Asher Walsh. My first wedding was a low-key affair. My grandmother made my dress out of white curtains. My mother was the sole witness, as I vowed, until death do us part. Sadly, my groom and I would have only 10 years together, but such are the risks a 6-year-old takes marrying her beloved golden retriever. I eventually married a member of my own species, but throughout my life a dog or two has been beside me, offering love at every turn regardless of how sharp those turns might be. Among my past beloveds are a bull mastiff and a standard poodle. Now I volunteer at a crowded city shelter where the majority of dogs are pit bulls and the euthanasia rate is high. I founded a not-for-profit that provides financial assistance for those pits lucky enough to be rescued, because my heart beats fastest for this misunderstood breed whose loyalty, intelligence, and kindness are unparalleled. My own 2 pit bulls are my children's steadfast companions, ridden like horses by day before settling in to keep watch by their beds at night. Such is their devotion, and such is the devotion of the dogs in this book. Whether they have proved themselves through single acts of heroism or lifetimes of loyalty, they are exceptional. But perhaps their greatest legacy is the ability to restore our faith in the existence of unconditional love. Through their unique stories, the dog owners in this book reminded me to express my gratitude to the ever-present examples of devotion sitting by my side. I rescued them, but they have rescued me in return. Dogs make our hearts grow larger. Such is their magic, and such is the magic of these stories. Cheyenne, The Power of a Puppy, American Staffordshire Terrier, Georgia. David E. Sharp, a senior airman in the United States Air Force, returned from his deployment to Saudi Arabia in 2002. It was a joyless homecoming. Suffering residual trauma from his deployment, he drank too much, picked
Sample complete. Ready to continue?